Welcome to Sermon Seeds for Sunday, a short reflection from Worship at Hand. This week we focus on Exodus 33 verses 12 to 23 and Matthew 12 verses 15 to 22. The image that stayed with me is the Pharisee holding up a Roman denarius to try to trap Jesus. In Matthew's Gospel, Jesus' opponents produce the coin after asking whether it's lawful to pay taxes to the emperor. They think they've created the perfect trap. If Jesus supports the tax, he risks appearing loyal to Rome. If he rejects it, he may be accused of rebellion. Instead, Jesus asks whose image and inscription are stamped on the coin. Caesar's, they reply. Then comes the answer that leaves them astonished. Give to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. The cleverness of the reply is not simply that Jesus escapes their trap. He turns the question back on them and on us. The coin bears Caesar's image, but what bears God's image? The answer is found at the beginning of Genesis. Human beings are created in the image of God. Caesar may stamp his likeness onto coins, but God has placed the divine image within living people. That opens up larger questions than whether taxes should be paid. If every human being bears God's image, how should we treat one another? What does that mean for people who are poor, displaced, lonely, ill, criticized, or excluded? What does that mean for those whose opinions irritate us or whose lives seem very different from our own? One thing preachers may want to notice is the connection between the denarius in Matthew and the golden calf in the wider Exodus story. Both are pieces of metal. Both carry an image. Both represent systems seeking human loyalty. The Israelites shape gold into a calf because they want a God they can see, touch, and control. Caesar stamps his own image onto silver as a sign of imperial authority. In both cases, human beings are tempted to give their loyalty to something they have created. Our modern idols may look more respectable. Money, political movements, national identity, career success, technology, and even religious institutions can all be useful. But they become idols when we expect them to save us, define our worth, or command our deepest allegiance. Moses offers a different kind of faith. He asks to see God's glory, but receives only a glimpse as God passes by. He isn't given total certainty or control. He's given enough presence to continue the journey. That's an important message for congregations living through uncertainty. Faith doesn't always provide complete explanations. Sometimes it offers just enough light for the next step. For worship leaders, this opens up strong visual possibilities. You might hold up a coin and ask whose image it carries, then hold up a mirror and ask what carries the image of God. A simple action like that can make the central message memorable for children and adults. The prayers can also challenge the ways people are measured by wealth, productivity, appearance, status, or political usefulness. Worship can affirm that no government, market, employer, or institution owns the human soul. The theme also invites us to name mystery honestly. Moses can't possess God's glory. The people can't manufacture God from gold. Caesar can't claim to own people by stamping a face onto silver. God remains larger than our systems, labels, and certainties. However you shape worship this Sunday, may these readings help your congregation recognize the loyalties competing for their hearts, become more comfortable with holy mystery, and see every person as someone who carries the sacred image of God. The full Worship at Hand service for this Sunday, including prayers, sermon, hymn suggestions, children's talk ideas, and images, is available from Philip Garside Books. Nga mihi.